The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
State Senator Pennacook, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dawn?
Doing great. So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. This was a really important piece of legislation, and I am so proud of all the hard work my staff, my fellow co-primes did on it. This is really important to protect our children. We know that if someone is looking at child porn, they will have three live victims in their lives. So if we can stop child porn, hopefully we can end exploitation of children all the way around. And this was a loophole bill. Believe it or not, the DA's Association told us that they could not prosecute some crimes because there was nothing on the books that defined what artificially produced pornography was, or as we call it now, child sexual abuse material. And so we got to work on this bill, and I'm so proud that we got it across the finish line and it is now in law.
And so I want to play Dan Borowski, our great executive producer, has audio from a teenage young lady who has been interviewed across the nation. She hopes, as well as I know that in Texas, Senator Ted Cruz, they're hoping to make the legislation that really you have been at the forefront of. They're trying to make this a national issue. And this young lady was actually a victim of this very type of situation that you are trying to prevent here in the Commonwealth. Listen in.
I actually saw this photo in your friend group.
Well, I mean, the student that did this took a photo, an innocent picture off my Instagram, and put it through an editing tool to strip my clothing off. My innocence was stripped away, and it was sent around my entire school, which my class alone is around 600 students. So my entire school of 2,400 students had seen these images, and they were on social media for 9 months.
Oh, my. Senator Cruz, first of all, thank you.
So that was, she was on, in very poised for a teenager, you know, who's still in high school and 15, 16 years old, and obviously a horrifying situation. For you, Senator Pennacook, could something like that now happen in Pennsylvania? As far as if it happens, does your law go far enough to make sure that something, even if it happens, cannot remain out there for 9 months?
Absolutely. So the nice thing about this law is this defines what artificially produced pornography is. So you can't Photoshop, like we just had in Lancaster Country Day School, mm-hmm. You can't take the junior tennis team, morph their faces onto the bodies of grown women, and then put them in pornographic videos. That is now against the law. You cannot do that. And as in the case in Lancaster, they are now prosecuting those individuals that did that. I think also the key, and please know, this is a beginning bill. You know, this is not the last we're going to see of regulations around bad actors using artificial intelligence for nefarious reasons. We are going to have to keep up with the times. We're going to have to, you know, modify and adapt as artificial intelligence modifies and adapts. But, you know, the big tech companies need to be able to take this down quickly when they're notified that this is out on the internet. It is very damaging to children and to young kids. I mean, I don't know if you remember what it was like to be 13. I didn't have social media, thank God, but it's a tough time. You know, you're already, you know, kind of grown in your own skin and trying to figure stuff out, and no one needs this. And I'm glad that we have this in Pennsylvania. I would love to see it go nationwide. I think it's the right thing to do to protect our children. And once, you know, people start looking at child porn, there's no telling what they're going to do for the next gratification. So I think we need to nip it in the bud. This bill closes that loophole on artificially produced or manipulated photos, and it's a really good thing for Pennsylvania's children.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, what about those cases where, and I know I'd interviewed during the campaign of, locally, Neil Young. He was actually one of the teachers, educators in a school where 7th and 8th graders were doing this kind of thing. It wasn't as maybe professional looking as some of these AI images, but they were taking, you know, the faces of teachers and coaches like Neil Young and then putting them in an inappropriate situation. They were busted for that. And the teachers at the school were saying, you know, maybe you should take our pictures off, you know, off of the website and think more about this kind of situation. But what about that? I mean, kids as young as 12, 13, they might want to do a prank.
So I will tell you, this bill covers not only children, but also non-consenting adults. So they would also be covered under this bill. They did not consent to have their photo used and manipulated. So they would also be covered. But I've got to be honest with you. Prank, as the district attorney for Montgomery County said, you're still going to be prosecuted. It's inappropriate. You know, kids will be kids. You know, that mindset is great until someone else gets hurt. Putting someone's face on, you know, another body using AI to do it is now illegal in Pennsylvania.
Which is, I think, is fantastic. And also, to your point, it's really, you know, we have a lot of antiquated laws because look at all the technology, the technological booms, right? And so you really were, I mean, you were co-sponsoring this. And so you helped, I think, update and modernize this type of law to even define this.
Yep. And I think it's important to note that this was a bipartisan bill. This was not a party bill. This was bipartisan. I worked with former Senator Jimmy Dillon and current Senator Lisa Boscola. And this was not a party issue. This was a, hey, mm-hmm. we're parents. We're worried about our children. We're worried about other people's children. We can't let AI destroy children's, you know, self-esteem and their mental health. So we came together to get this done. And I hope that there'll be a lot more of that in this arena, that we recognize that common sense has to take hold and yeah. we've got to protect our children.
Yeah, Tracy, I know you, I mean, obviously represent parts of Berks and Montgomery counties. I have so many of our viewers, listeners, they're sending in videos from especially Montgomery County, that PICO station that's right off Wentz Church Road. And so they've said these drones, these huge drones, the size of a small SUV, are flying over these sensitive areas. And we have this, obviously, mm-hmm. we talked about New Jersey, it's happening. Are you, you know, as far as Pennsylvania lawmakers, are you hearing about these drones here and what's being done to investigate it?
So we are hearing about the drones. And I'll be honest, with my military background, I'm very concerned. We need to be shooting them out of the sky and figuring out who owns them. This is, in my opinion, a national security risk.
Yeah,
we need to know where they're coming from and what they're doing, especially if they're close to our infrastructure, our electricity, our water treatment plants, our water sources, our military installations, our national, our defense industry complex. We need to be very concerned. We build helicopters here in Pennsylvania. We build Bradley tanks in Pennsylvania. We've got a lot of national security issues here, and I think we need to be very, very concerned. And I think the sit back and wait approach is the wrong approach. We need to be aggressive, get them out, take them down, you know, find out who is behind it. And I think we need to be a lot more aggressive than that.
Yeah. And you're joining, you know, others, especially in New Jersey, who are calling for that. You're somebody, you know, Tracy, Senator Pennycook, you were somebody who served. I remember talking to you about this, your service in operations as an operations officer, Desert Shield, Desert Storm in the Middle East, and so on. You know, we think of that terror threat. We think about what's going on in the Middle East. We're in the midst of a transition where we have a lame duck president and then an incoming president. Does the climate, if you will, the political climate, add to your level of concern, especially with your military background?
I think right now, being a lame duck session, I'm very concerned. Syria and the regime change in Syria right now has made the Middle East very unstable. I have a daughter serving right now in Iraq, so I'm hyper aware of what's going on over there. I'm very concerned. But you also have to add in the millions of illegal aliens that have come into this country that we have no real information about. We know we have about 13,000 that are on the terrorist watch list that come from nations that support terrorism. So we don't really know what's sitting in our own backyard. So in my opinion, Trump can't get here fast enough. He cannot take office fast enough to shut down the border, to start getting rid of the gang members that are murdering our young people, the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border, also killing our fellow Americans. I mean, we've got to put Americans first. And I look at every inner city that's struggling and say, the money that we are spending on illegal immigrants should be spent on those schools that are failing, our veterans that are suffering, and our older Americans that need help. This mm-hmm. is a tough economic time, and we're not doing enough for Americans first. And it has to be Americans first. Our senior citizens deserve that. Our children deserve that. Our veterans deserve that. That's why we pay taxes. And to spend it on someone who came here illegally from Venezuela or Colombia or China or the Middle East. Sorry, that, you mm-hmm. know, America is the greatest country in this world. And to get in, you have to be able to bring something to the table to be an American. You have to have that spirit in your heart. And so many people have come here legally, and they do not deserve to be pushed aside mm-hmm. in favor of someone who broke the law to get here. It absolutely cannot happen. We need to refocus on taking care of Americans, rebuilding our infrastructure, rebuilding our country's economy. We've got to focus inward. We have got to do that, and as quickly as possible.
Senator Tracy Penicuck, you know, as far as you are known as somebody who tries to work reach across the aisle, bipartisan legislation, that's what we were leading with, some of your bipartisan legislation. Is there a way that you can find common ground on the issue of, you know, what you just talked about? In other words, making Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, not a sanctuary state, if you will. I know it's not entirely, but we sure have a ton of our counties. I'm broadcasting from one of them, Philadelphia. But as well, Montgomery mm-hmm. County. I mean, you know, we talk about this. There were some protesters outside City Hall who are critical of Mayor Sherelle Parker in Philadelphia, saying she's not really speaking out strongly enough or at all about making sure that Philadelphia is a sanctuary city. Are you talking to your fellow lawmakers here in the Commonwealth to say, hey, we can all find common ground to at least agree that these criminals who've come here in a time of, you know, high crime and terrorist threats, can we all just agree to get the criminals out? Is there any kind of conversation or action on that level?
There hasn't been right now, but we, you know, have just had an election. Yeah. We will go back into session in January, and I hope there will be conversations, because at the end of the day, nobody wants a criminal in their backyard. No one wants a sex offender in their backyard that's come here illegally and is now draining from the public coffers, you know, in food and housing, when we have Philadelphians that need that support. So I hope that we can get there. This idea that we need to open up our country to everyone is wrong. We need to take care of Americans that are here, that are working, that are struggling. We need to take care of them first. And you need to come here legally. You need to earn the privilege to be an American if you're from another country. Go through the process legally, and then if you get in, great. And if not, then you need to make your own country better. But, you know, it's not a free-for-all. It's not an open border. It's not a, hey, everyone can come. It's, hey, you've got a significant criminal history. You're a murderer. You're a rapist. You're a pedophile. We don't want you. We do not want that in Pennsylvania or in the United States. So, yeah, I hope we can work across the aisle to make sure that we keep Pennsylvanians safe and prosperous, and we can hopefully work to deregulate some of the challenges and barriers to businesses coming to Pennsylvania. We want to have a lot of great jobs for Pennsylvania kids, whether they go to VoTech, whether they go to university, whatever they do, we want to have great jobs for them. So they stay here and they make Pennsylvania their home and they build families here. And that's what we want. That's the end game here in Pennsylvania. So I hope we can work across the aisle. I certainly will continue to try. And I've had great success doing it. So I really try to find people that I can work with. And I've had good success with that. Almost every bill has had, you know, bipartisan support. So I'm going to keep doing it, because just that's my philosophy. You have to work with people. And regardless of party, we can all find common ground.
Amen on that. And, of course, you're tapping into the fact that you yourself, you and your husband, small business owner. I don't know if there's such a thing as a macho woman, but you're one of those. You are a macho woman to me. I mean, military chopper pilot. You know what I mean? Like serving over there in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I think the world of you, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Listen, if I don't chat with you, have a merry, merry Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.